So Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they'll need to be at their best defensively, not just an attack against Atalanta tonight. His side must overturn a 3-0 deficit in Italy if they're going to progress to the semi-finals of the Europa League. Klopp knows they can't afford to defend as badly as they did at Anfield in last week's first leg.
They won completely deserved. They played a really good game. We didn't play extremely well. And so that's it now. Let's start with a much better performance. And let's try to win the game, and then we will see how much time is left in the end.
West Ham also in Europa League action tonight. They take on Bundesliga champions Bayer Leverkusen. Leverkusen go into that one with a 2-0 advantage. In some cricket news, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins have been in good form in the CSA T20 Challenge of late. They go into their match tomorrow against the Tuskers off the back of 3 wins and looking to continue that good form. They're hoping that they can get into a home semi-final, and all-rounder John Smuts believes that they can still achieve it.
Obviously, the game tomorrow is a massive game for us. We've got a lot of momentum going our way at the moment. We've had some good results. We're currently sitting third. We'd like to kind of push for those top 2 spots to try and see if we could get a home semi. Again, obviously, a few results have got to go our way for that. But I think we're playing some really good cricket, and it's a lot for us to build on.
That one starts at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. And then it's F1 news to finish. The train moves into China for the first time in 5 years. Things are looking pretty similar to what we've seen in the past. Max Verstappen is leading the way once again. His Red Bull teammate Sergio Perez is second on the Drivers' Championship, while Ferrari's Charles Leclerc is in third. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.